Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Now it's working.
Yes.
It's all right. It's all right. Okay. I can hear myself.
Yes.
That is fucking disgusting.
Agreed. Agreed.
Oh my fucking God. All right. Okay. So welcome to Strictly Geekly. Son of a bitch. I'm your host, Iggy Matthews. And I can't do this. I don't like the sound of my own voice. I'm not... All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Vagina.
I wonder what happens if you hit mute on your end.
Well, we figured out what that did.
And that's how I stole from the bank. Anyways, you're getting a little handsy with that mute button over there. It's making me nervous. Everybody die.
All right, we have new equipment. We're trying to figure it out. I think we got it now.
Yeah, well, it doesn't help that yesterday we had, like, major technical difficulties.
Like a motherfucker? Oh, my God. That's
like an
intense.
Echo. It's kind of cool. I like it.
I dig it.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. I do me while you do you.
What?
This is... Hip Hop Anonymous.
Oh, my lyrics are bottom.
I feel
lost. Okay, we are so out of track right now. Anyway,
okay.
The whole point of making you all listen to Strictly Geekly, this is the female perspective, and unfortunately, this is part of the syndrome.
And this is why 3 people have hung up probably already.
Anyway, so we're going to be talking about the entire spectrum of geek world and geek stuff, but it's also not limited to that, because one thing that women love more than anything is a good juicy gossip. So I'm going to start off by talking about Conor McGregor.
Oh yes.
Okay, he done lost his motherfucking mind.
Wait, which half?
Both. No, literally, like, it's to the point that people are asking, like, is he on drugs? Like, was he on, like,
roid rage?
Cocaine?
Yeah, exactly.
Something.
That was my first guess. That's
okay, because if you watch the YouTube videos on his, like, rage mode going on, okay, he's literally, like, just berserker Hulk status. Like, it's like he's just blinded by rage. And apparently all of this was directed at one particular dude, Haseem Singh Salabin.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go
Khabib.
With.
Khabib. Khabib something. Khabib. Khabib. Heebly-beebly. I don't. know how to fight.
All right. It's okay. I think people understand. I think a lot of people have seen the videos already. They're pretty intense.
And if you haven't, I definitely recommend that you do. This motherfucker takes a dolly and throws it through the bus window.
Insanely fast.
Okay. And ended up fucking up, what is it, Michael Chiesa? Chiesa?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I seen the cut on his forehead, and I was in here like, how the fuck did he end up going to the hospital for that? How
yeah.
he fucked up? And then they described that the when the window got smashed in,
mm-hmm.
it basically turned into, like, fucking powder, like, fine powder, and it's, like, all up in his eyeballs, and so his actual, like, cornea is all scratched up and fucked up. Like, they're, like, legit worried that he might not be able to see.
I mean, as long as he can bite, isn't that what matters? Maybe he can use his other senses.
Hmm.
I mean, you just have to see the shadow.
A new level. And speaking of taking UFC to a whole new level, okay, now Dana White is being, like, really sketchy about this. Like,
absolutely.
He's just, when they ask him about Conor McGregor, like, being, like, out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's done with the UFC and whatever. You know, the most that he gives you is like, yeah, he's been stripped of the title, you know, and I'm not sure how this is going to work out. Like, you know, we have to go back to Vegas and really figure some things out because this is not an easy decision. And I'm like, what do you mean that's not an easy decision? I mean, he committed a felony.
Absolutely.
Well, I don't know. He hasn't been officially charged. My apologies.
Just because you haven't been charged doesn't mean you didn't do it.
Well, he's facing 3 counts of assault. They are going to allow him to leave the country, though, to go back to Ireland again.
Yeah, they only had revoked his visa temporarily until they could actually, like, get him into the police station and basically charge him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to bail out. I think they said it was
$50,000. Yeah, which is like fucking child's play for him.
Exactly.
Okay, but he got stripped of the title, and you know, like what Dana White was talking about when he was having a text message conversation with Conor McGregor about like, dude, what the fuck? And
mm-hmm.
he's like, I'm sorry about everybody else. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody else in there. And you know, what about Haseem Singh Salabim? And he's like, yeah, no, fuck that guy. So Dana's always like, well, he's entirely unapologetic about this, so I don't know. But if we are keeping it real, okay, I'm just saying.
Gold mine.
Business gold mine.
Absolutely.
Okay, because Dana White has some serious decisions to make. Like, are you going to follow your moral compass or are you going to do the business move?
If it was me, I would do the business move.
Yeah, like, exactly. And I think, you know what, honestly, I think that's what Dana White's going to do anyways, because
absolutely.
Haters and lovers are all going to be tuning in, all eyes on the UFC, just to watch Conor McGregor get his ass beat or win.
Or win, yes, exactly. Exactly.
So, at this point, you know, he's just more worried about how this is going to make him look. Because if he does this, he's going to look like the ultimate sleaze man, businessman, which he's already been toying with that title anyways.
Yep.
So, I don't know, maybe stop feeding your fighters cocaine.
I definitely think that even if you're not a UFC person or somebody who watches typically MMA, just hearing about this, now you're going to watch that next fight.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not, like, I don't even follow UFC news that much, okay? But just this Conor McGregor stuff made me want to go, like,
what the fuck did Mayweather post on Twitter?
Oh,
Mayweather.
Like, I'm so into the UFC news all of a sudden because of this fucking...
Exactly. Because I think that was definitely one of the first things that we were looking up when we found out was Mayweather's response.
Mm-hmm. And because you know the motherfucker's going to be, like, either fake as fuck, cocky, like, whatever. Let's
go ahead and find out. Let's go find out. Ladies on it. Okay. What you doing?
I'm looking. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Oh, God. He's fine. She just scrolled past a picture of Conor McGregor.
Oh, yes.
He's so pretty.
Oh, yes.
Because if you guys were looking at what I was looking at right now.
There we go. All right, here we go. You want to read the quotes?
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, please.
On my cracked screen. Sorry, guys.
All right. Okay, so this is on MMAJunkie.com. It is, quote, from Mayweather, "I feel that when you have reached such a high status, you have to carry yourself in a classy way." He said, "Outside the ring, you have to carry yourself as a gentleman." I mean, I don't know why you have. Mayweather. Yeah, I don't know why you would have to call you.
Mister, I carry a $1 million duffel bag everywhere I go.
Right.
Mhm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but this is just fucking ratchet. Oh my God, it's so bad. I'm like, why would you do that? And in a way, it's, I'm over here like the female side of me is going like,
he looks sexy as fuck.
Well, it's like some Green Street Hooligan shit going on. Like, he just shows up with his gang of fucking dudes.
Literally flew,
absolutely.
Flew in specifically for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, was not in town for the fight, was not here.
Like, the only thing I wish had happened differently was his shirt was off while he was throwing that dog.
Absolutely.
That way we can have the slow-mo.
Absolutely. And McGregor's response to him being stripped of his title was, "You will strip me of nothing."
Oh, I'm sure.
You
cunt.
Mean, don't forget. You will strip me of nothing, you cunt.
Absolutely. But you know what? Honestly, what are they going to do? They're going to go repo his titles? I'm pretty sure that's what Kylie said earlier. They're not going
to
repo it.
They're not going to go. I mean, would you go knock on his door? Dana White, hello, I'm going to need that belt back. No.
I would not. I'll show you how it's done in Ireland. And why I thought this was okay.
And honestly, I think we would have to go all the way to Ireland to get those belts anyways. I mean, they're international.
Mm.
And you can't claim he didn't earn them. Maybe that he can't defend them anymore, but you can't say he did not earn those.
I mean, I know a belt that he can earn right now.
Yeah, notch on mine.
Oh, my God.
This is what happens when you get girls together.
It says, Connor does want to fight. He will come back.
What?
Who said that?
Who? What? According to Connor McGregor himself.
Oh, okay.
He says, I do want to fight. I will be back. I will be fighting this year.
But we haven't heard from Dana White.
But we
White
haven't
yet.
Heard from Dana White.
Because they be texting.
Yes.
And he don't want to look bad.
Correct. Correct. Oh, my God. Dana just like, ah. And Dana's just pleading the fifth right now because he just, like, nope, I don't know what's going on. We're going to wait and see how this plays
out.
Yeah,
they're building up the hype. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, but we knew this was going to happen, though.
Did we?
Oh, come on, okay?
Somebody was down to, absolutely.
Business gold mine.
Absolutely. You think it was planned out?
Plot twist, it was planned out.
Oh, yes. Okay, so when Dana White has been asked about that, like, repeatedly, like, is this some sort of stunt? He's like, stunts don't end you up in jail or whatever. I'm like, and if it was a stunt, your record is, like, minimal to nothing.
But, however, I also remember reading that he is not going to require McGregor to like, reimburse for the damage he did. If it wasn't a stunt, then why don't you want that money back for your own property?
If you're all about the money. Because it's about bringing Conor McGregor back is going to more than make up for it.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
True.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe he's legitimately facing some legal repercussions and whatnot, but I think that definitely when it comes down to it, he's going to get some really good lawyers, and, you know, don't be surprised if Dana White is somehow involved in, you know, keeping tabs on everything that's going on under the guise of, you know, well, I still care about him. You know, I think legitimately what happened here is that he had one of his best dudes just go a little too crazy. He lost control a little bit. He's going, oh, fuck. You know? But the thing is, like, you know how many people have taunted Conor McGregor? And I'm over here like, really, this motherfucker does it? Like,
well, you know what, though? We also don't know everything behind the scenes. We don't know what kind of text messages have been going back and forth. They haven't released that stuff, as far as I know.
Oh, and they're not going to release it unless an investigation
for court.
Is needed.
No, they're not going to release probably that stuff until it's brought up in court or after court.
Like, it's even absolutely
it's
needed for the
exactly.
investigation.
Yeah.
And there is no investigation right now. This is what you did. This is what you're getting punished for.
Absolutely.
Speaking of cocaine, what? Didn't you have something to talk about regarding
Oh, yes.
Sports and stuff?
Yeah, speaking of crack wars, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan for a second.
Stupid fucking bitch.
Apparently, you know, aside from all of her Lifetime drama and her obvious substance abuse, she also played an April Fool's joke on Everybody.
Which is?
I am actually pulling up the absolute exact article I found. It was hilarious. It says that she posted a video saying that she was invited to speak at Harvard. About what? How not to be a whore?
I'm just
how
wondering.
Not to be a whore 101.
Right? You know, but that goes to show what she thinks of herself. Okay, when she thinks that that's a joke, like me talking at Harvard, I'm too stupid to be there. Like,
I mean, I'm sure she gave everybody a crotch show. She's really good at that.
Oh, my God. Dude, Lindsay Lohan looks like the pajaka that's, like, left behind after, like, a really nasty person uses a tanning salon.
I really wish she would just go back to, like, her in Mean Girls. She was a little sane. I don't think she was on at least many drugs yet.
She hadn't discovered cocaine.
No, she was just showing everybody her kooka.
Nina. Dick.
Yes. All right, let's see. Yeah, because, I mean, it's definitely on multiple websites. The video itself is just absolutely sad. I can't believe that she's what, 31 now?
Is she really? Because she looks like
she looks way
right?
older than
Yo!
That. I can't even
the
imagine.
Drugs and the tanning and the alcohol have not been nice to her.
Did you also see that Lindsay Lohan had tweeted mm-hmm. Donald Trump and asked and said, "Hey, I heard you need a lawyer."
This bitch.
It's because his head lawyer, John Doid, had resigned from his legal team handling the Russian investigation. So she's now working.
Oh, she's trying to be relevant.
She's a spokesperson for lawyer.com.
Oh, my God.
She got that certificate off the internet.
What the fuck?
I can't even.
She's probably doing her lines of coke on that certificate.
You know what? I bet he answered just to try and get a blowjob. He's going to try and pass up Bill Clinton on that one.
Oh, my
Come to my
God.
Oval Office, baby.
Yeah, look, Travis going through her, like, what is it?
Her Instagram.
Okay, I'm like, this bitch only looks good in black and white.
I mean, literally.
She looks anorexic.
She looks like she's about to be 40. Do we
not
know how old
even,
she really
no,
is?
She looks like she's, like, 45.
She is, like, 47.
No, she's not.
Yeah,
she looks
does.
Like it in this
she
photo.
She looks like it.
I wish y'all could see these photos. We'll have to post
she's only
32. Along with the article.
No. Everybody look good with a Snapchat filter.
Yeah,
she
over here.
She's 31. She's about
yes.
to be 32. No, she looked like she 41, 42. Even with the plastic surgery that she had, it don't.
Wait, she
got
mm-mm.
plastic surgery? Who hasn't had plastic
on
surgery?
What?
I mean, I haven't. I'll take a boob doctor.
Her nose, her Botox in her lip.
Oh.
Her cheeks.
Yeah, her no, cheeks. No, she's definitely not, like, hot anymore. Like I said, let's go back to Mean Girls.
Yeah. That is, you can totally tell by comparing this. She's had hella work done.
And she looks like she's dying her hair even redder now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, she looks rough.
She's just going to fit that, you know, stereotype crazy redhead.
No, she went past crazy and straight psycho.
See, nose.
Oh, she did
looks
her
like
nose
her
done.
Chin.
She got her
chin
done.
Yep.
I wish.
Her cheeks are, like, less out and more upward.
Yep.
Absolutely.
She
looks
very,
more
yeah.
like a brunette. She has to be dyeing her hair. Yes, that is the one I miss. That's Freaky Friday. She's
yep.
so cute.
That was before all the cocaine.
What the fuck ever. Anyways.
Speaking of another cocaine.
No. But for real, like, looking at this, like, I remember seeing her in The Parent Trap. Yes. And me loving the fuck out of her.
Yes.
Okay, and just loving the fuck out of that movie and Dennis Quaid. Okay.
Absolutely.
Because we were young and didn't know any better.
No, we did not.
But, you know, like, to see her just so blatantly, like, it's just, like, kind of like one of those people that it's like, you're a fucking slut. And you're, like, not even trying to be joking about it. You're just like, dude, you're a fucking slut. And instead of just going, being ashamed and going, like, reflecting on your life and...
No, she owns that
shit. Problem. She's like, yeah, I'm a slut. You know, like, yeah, I'm stupid. Yeah, I'm a drug addict. Like, yeah, I got problems. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you know you don't look smart or relevant or cute. Like,
and that's why the Harvard thing was an absolute horrible joke. I don't know of one person that even remotely believed her.
Not even.
How pissed do you think Harvard was?
Well, I wonder, it makes me, like, question if she didn't, like, do that as a ha-ha April Fool's, but, like, maybe that was her subtle way of asking, hey, let me speak at Harvard because I do this legal.
Because they work on lawyer.com. I'm cool now.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a big girl now.
You know, like, I wonder if that was her, like, legally blonde move to try to get into Harvard.
She wants to put on her big girl panties now and be relevant. I mean, she hasn't been relevant in a while. She had to do something, right?
When did she become relevant?
Like, I mean, let's talk about it. Honestly, any sort of publicity, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Everything gets
you more. Yeah, in this day and age, it doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It really, like, legitimately, it doesn't matter anymore because, you know, and then, like, I even talk about my business in the same fashion, like, and people want to criticize me and whatever, and you literally are jumping on just to criticize my shit and troll me. Thank you for the hit.
Thank you for making me relevant.
Thank you. Because you might have been the one hit I needed to go viral, so I appreciate you.
Right? Can you imagine? Where are them crazy callers at?
No, no, no!
What's up? I don't think they can handle a bunch of women anyway.
What if a hot guy calls me? Girls only, get the fuck out!
Hey, if he can prove, I'm going to need a text message. Like, we're going to need to see a picture. If he looks relevant enough.
Got 1-900 mixed luck. Baby got abs.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of abs, don't you have something to tell us?
Miss Kylie.
Listen,
ladies.
Okay, I would just like to say that I am a believer, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
I am a Justin Bieber fan, okay? He's fucked up here and there, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. He has.
Here and
but,
there.
Well, he's a walking fuck-up with a nice body. Like,
if he could just shut his
body
mouth.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying. If he could just shut his mouth, he'd be so much hotter. Unless he's singing. Like, can we just have a mute button?
Is it too late now to say sorry?
I mean,
because Well, we all know that him and Selena Gomez had their little fling.
Mm-hmm. Which time?
And for real. Okay. Exactly. And that's what it is. They got back together.
Wait.
2017?
Oh, okay.
Okay, 2017, they got back together.
Mm-hmm.
As of, things were great. Things were great. They had left it all kind of shady or rocky ground, I guess. You know, he was doing his thing. She was doing her thing. Selena actually got, I can't remember exactly what she had. She has some type of.
Mental disorder?
No.
That's
like lupus? Lupus.
Oh.
Selena Gomez has lupus, I believe. She had to have surgery, one of, like, her assistant or somebody that works for her or a super close friend gave her part of her kidney.
Oh.
So, Selena posted a picture. Let's see if I can find it. She posted a picture about, you know, recovery and blah, blah, blah. Selena had kept it a secret for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Her best friend. Yep.
I would give you my kidney.
Oh, yes, girl. For real. Okay, so after that, you know, Selena got out of the hospital and whatever, her and Justin reconnected. Things were great. They were great.
you know.
At least to the public eye.
To the public eye. And Justin had made on many occasions, you know, he went on Ellen talking about how I believe she just straight up asked him, are you over Selena? And he was like, she will always have a special place in my heart, you know, whatever. So they get back together. Things were great. You know, they were seen together, taking many vacations and whatever. But sadly, in March, actually, they split up again. But it was more on the terms of, let's take a break. Let's see where we're at. You know, what we're going to do to move forward.
Probably wasn't getting laid. So he was like, we need to take a break so I can go check out some other chick.
Dude, they're treating their fucking relationship like a goddamn clap on. We're on.
Mm-hmm.
We're off.
That's Selena, apparently, you know, she told Justin, I need some space, I need time, I need whatever. So rather than Justin going out back to his fuckboy ways and, you know, finding whatever he could, he has apparently given her that space but stayed, you know, faithful, I guess, you know, even though, because they're not really calling it a breakup, they're calling it a break,
don't burst my bubble right now.
Right, and apparently, you know, she came forward and commenting on how proud of him she is because old Justin, I'm doing air quotes here, was a fuckboy and would have just been out, you know, fuck you, doing whatever, and regardless of what she was feeling. So there is hope for Jelena, everybody. Don't fret.
Oh, and by the way, NYDailyNews.com is confirmed that, yes, it was absolutely lupus.
Yes. I thought so. It was lupus. Yep.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure we fact-checked that one.
That's fucking terrible, though.
Oh, absolutely. And she's still producing music. You know, she didn't take much time away from her music career at all.
Mm-mm.
Even after that.
She's a fighter, that's for sure.
Well, the thing is that, you know, call me a little bit of a pessimist. And by a little bit, I mean like a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no way, at least in my opinion and in my little world of fucked up bullshit, I'm not buying the fact that he's been, like, a good boy this whole time.
Not at all. I mean, also, this was also just, I believe, on, like, March 8th that they decided to take a break.
Correct.
So it's not like he's been doing it for that long to even get cookies yet.
But he is Justin Bieber.
Give a fuck. He could be Brad Pitt. I'm going to still give him a breaker.
Or Channing Tatum.
I'm going to still give him another violent treatment.
Apparently, Selena is wanting him to prove to her that he can behave.
Like every other woman in the world?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Never going to happen. Sorry to break it to you, Selena, honey, but it's never going to happen.
I mean, he may not be public about it, but I bet there's sneaking girls in the back door.
Or something, but the thing is like, how are you thinking that you're not going to get caught? You are literally caught
in the limelight.
Public eye, exactly.
Absolutely.
So there is no way that you can think you're that fucking almighty that you're going to get away with it. At some point, if you're living a lie, you're going to fuck up, okay? Lies have a way of surfacing like a dead fucking body.
Well, just when you think you're getting away with it, that shit's going to pop up.
That's a warning, man. Yep. I hope you're listening. We always find out.
I wear my FBI hat on the side,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay, but, you know, and let me tell you, though, it would be substantially easier for Selena Gomez to know what the fuck is going on with her man than it is for me. I swear to God. Like, I'm a pest.
At least she has paparazzi keeping an eye on his head
to do her dirty work.
Okay, cool.
She's like, I'm going to just check TMZ tonight, make sure, you know, double check, see what she was up to.
Oh, look, they asked him what he thought about Conor McGregor. Which, by the way, when Justin Bieber was asked about, you know, what the whole thing he thought about, you know, Conor McGregor, he was like, we all make mistakes.
I'm sure.
You know, like, I'm just like, you're an asshole. I will never get over the fact that he was, like, at his hotel, I think it's, like, on a balcony, and these are fucking line of fans that are coming in to visit him, to see him. Like a line out the door, because it was a concert he was doing. He gets on the balcony and starts spitting, like playing the spit game.
I bet girls were opening their mouth eating that shit.
that's fucking disgusting. What the fuck?
Absolutely, but I can guarantee you there's at least one TikTok.
When I was
there.
Creeping his Facebook page, some girl commented on his Instagram, "Can I buy your used fork?" Like, really, ladies, we have to be that desperate?
They think it's sexy.
I mean, a fork, though?
A fork, though?
And
yeah,
by they think it's sexy, it means the fans think it's
maybe,
sexy.
Maybe, like, the T-shirt you about to throw away, but not
I don't
a
know.
Fork.
Like, if somebody was like, can I buy your used fork? I'm like, sure, $10 million.
Can you, like,
psycho?
I mean, I guess there are guys out there. I mean, but that'd be kind of like, can you blow your nose in this, and can I keep it? What if she, like, tries to plant his DNA somewhere? That sounds like a horrible idea.
Yeah, see, and this is so extra.
I mean, there are women, though. I'm just saying.
You know, Justin Bieber was here. He raped me. Look, check the fork. He was sitting here eating with me, and then he just raped me.
Right? Or she's going to, like, rub the fork in her hoo-ha and be like, look, his DNA's there. He ate me out first.
What the fuck? Listen, as much as I am a believer, I think Selena is way too good for him.
Wait!
She deserves so much better.
Just like I'm way too good for my nigga, and you way too good for your nigga, and you way too good for your nigga.
Wait,
but here we are!
Who's got one? Oh, you got
Kylie.
Oh, yeah, not me.
Oh. I said was.
Oh, was. Okay.
Anyway.
Shade.
Speaking of,
you listening, you's a bitch.
That's what happens when you cheat.
Justin Bieber.
He didn't learn his lesson. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that motherfucker learned the lesson, okay? Don't let nobody tell you, okay, that the motherfucker don't learn. They just don't give a fuck. When the time comes around, they just do it anyways, and then they play the victim. And last week, and then you end up on Ellen making an ass out of yourself.
I mean, Ellen's a shit, though.
Shout out to Ellen.
Hey.
Yo.
That would be awesome.
No fuck. That would be awesome. Yo, she legit gives no fucks. Like, she'll straight up be like, let's say she's interviewing you,
okay?
She'd be like,
interview me. Be Ellen.
So, were you at any point trying to, like, have sex with one of the guys just to prove a point to your husband? And it's like, what? Wait a minute! And then the camera just zooms in. Okay,
oh,
and it's like,
shit. But she's so low-key about it, and she'll be like,
and
it's okay.
And she just has that little smile.
Me. It's okay. It's just us. Nobody will find out.
She's up like this, and she's like, just, like, looking
at you.
I love
Ellen.
Fuck you. Speaking of people we love, who else do we love?
Channing Tatum.
Oh my God.
Okay. Ladies. He is back on the market. Okay, if he could just bring his
I need that magic mic
level
in my
standards
down. Hold on
a
second. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Jane Tatum, have you ever listened to this by some sort of fucked up reason? Okay, if you're looking to, like, dramatically downgrade,
we have multiple options available here.
No, this is not a we thing. Hi, I'm Iggy Matthews. Okay, just me. Make sure it's just me. Okay, fuck these other bitches.
It's a package deal.
We're gonna take Lydia with him too, and then we're gonna bring Kylie too. Sorry, Austin.
Channing Tatum, I'll happily volunteer to be your ride or die.
I volunteer as tribute.
For the ride.
That'd be like,
are we gonna die? Can we ride first?
Can I die on that ride?
That would be a great way to die, though. Can you imagine, like, the moves, like, just...
Stop!
No, I'm getting horny thinking about it.
Stop. He's going to have to do a little dance for me first.
Right?
Yeah.
And then he can
show me
dance
move.
While he's inside of me.
Show me those moves.
Jump on it!
Absolutely.
On it! Ryan!
How did she let him go? Wait, what did he do? That's what I want to know.
What the fuck happened?
Well, back from when Step Up premiered.
Mm. Oh, that's what I mean.
Okay. They
really?
She done dish his ass because he didn't step up. Okay. So him and Jenna Dewan met on the set of Step Up. Mm-hmm. You know, they were the two main characters.
So cliche.
And fell in love.
Cliche.
On the set of Step Up. Which was a
long time
eight
ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I was in high school.
And since then, they have just been to a lot of people, they have been one of the most iconic lovebirds in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've always, you know, encouraged each other and had nothing but great things to say. You know, with as much as they, you know, celebrities are in the limelight, it's hard to hide the bad shit. You know, it's easy for them to see you out, but it's hard to hide even the bad things. So, as of Monday of this week, they announced that they will be separating. And on, I'm trying to pull up, on his Instagram and her Instagram, they posted this statement to their fans. "Hey world, so, we have something we would like to share. First off, it feels odd that we have to share this kind of thing with everyone, but it's a consequence of the lives we've chosen to lead, which we also happen to be deeply grateful for. We're living in an incredible moment in time, but it's also a time where truth can easily get distorted into alternative facts." Winky face. "So we want to share the truth so you know that if you didn't read it here, then it's most certainly fiction. We have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We fell deeply in love so many years ago, had a magical journey together. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another, but love is a beautiful adventure that is taking us on different paths for now. There are no secrets nor salacious events at the root of our decision, just two best friends realizing it's time to take some space and help each other live the most joyous, fulfilled lives as possible. We are still a family and will always be loving, dedicated parents to Everly," which is their daughter. "We won't be commenting beyond this, and we thank you all in advance for respecting our family's privacy. Sending lots of love to everyone, Chan and Jenna." So they do have one daughter together who apparently they're going to continue to co-parent. Jenna has been seen out many times since they've announced their split on Monday, and Channing hasn't been spotted, actually.
My thing is like, with as deep as that post was, this had to have been something that they were thinking about for a minute. And how are you going to, in the same token, say we still have the same amount of love for each other, but be like, but we not together?
Okay.
So we want dirty details.
Excuse me. What I'm trying to figure out, okay, is, number one, what the fuck was with the alternative facts thing? Like, I feel like there's, like, hidden meaning behind that one.
In the post?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're just basically saying, you know, clearly their PR person probably wrote this up for them.
Obviously.
But I think it's saying, you know, what things might come out that could be misconstrued as to be, oh, this is probably the reason why they separated, which could be truth or not. But they're trying to deny that at this time. So basically they're saying if something were to come out later to be like, oh, this must have been why they separated.
Okay, dude, but you know it's got to be something, okay? Because you don't ever, like, go, hey, before you hear anything, I didn't do shit.
Right.
You know, already you're like, well, what the fuck? Hold on. Okay, don't believe anything what anybody says. I didn't do shit.
Which might be part of the reason why he has not been spotted yet.
Well,
Jenna Dewan has been spotted out at the gym. Obviously, Stan's wedding ring. She has not had it on. You know, giving benefit of the doubt, Channy might be filming. He might be out of the country. He might, you know.
Yeah, but
we don't know.
Notable as fuck, so we would know where he is.
Right. Because I guarantee you would have, you know, in the article it said, you know, Jenna Dewan has been out spotted. To our knowledge, Channing Tatum is in, you know, Africa filming for such and such,
mm-hmm.
you know. But that has not been put out.
One of the rumors that I did find, I mean, it's all over. There's no, I mean, obviously it's a rumor. We're not saying absolute. But they're saying that his alleged partying and flirting might be one of the reasons why they actually split up.
So there was an issue before they got married, okay? They were together.
Mm-hmm.
This is just in the dating phase. And he was doing a lot of the going out, flirting with the females. It wasn't ever really crossing the line physically, but he was doing a bunch of the, you know, I guess hands-on type of thing, and they were out of town, staying in the same hotel, and she basically was like, I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore. If you choose that this is something that you want to do, then that, you know, you need to make that decision because I can't make that for you. I'm tired of your bullshit. Either we're doing this or we're not. I'm going to my hotel room. Peace out type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Apparently a couple hours later, he's knock, knock, knock on her door.
Wow.
And is, I want to do this. Let's get married. So be it. So that.
But that was 9 years ago at least. Because
right.
They've been married for 9 years.
Correct.
That can't be the reason.
No, but it was it, their relationship had started on rocky ground.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's hard for somebody who does those type of things to give that up.
Oh, we know,
honey. Especially in this fucking life. You know, when he's at movie premieres and they're not together all the time and, you know, she might not always be able to reach him and he's off with all these other females
at
these parties.
No, wait, are we making excuses?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
But in Jenna's defense, I mean,
yeah.
If that were me, you know.
I can't imagine.
You have to try and separate.
All right, hold up. No, don't even know, because that bitch be getting the same amount of attention as Channing Tatum. Okay, she is a fucking 12 on the hot seat.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
She is absolutely fantastic. So she's obviously getting the same amount of attention. And let's not forget that whenever you are losing the attention of your nigga,
you're going to do something crazy
to
bring
him
back
crazy.
In.
It's just like all of a sudden the attention of this other gentleman
seems really
welcome
nice.
And usual. You know, and it's nice and it's pleasant, and then you get to think it. And you go,
maybe I'd be better off with this one.
Not even that. It's just what's
it
wrong
just
with
feels
our relationship.
Good, right.
You know, it puts things into perspective that things are not okay. You know, and then you start seeing how okay he is with this lifestyle. Like, he's just kind of watching you to see, like, well, I'll stop when she says stop. So if she's not saying stop, my actions must be okay. And I'm like, no, you should have your own sense of right and wrong. We're getting really close to home.
Absolutely, honey. You are preaching right now.
For any of us, if they can't make it?
No, I mean, honey, it's 2018. Ain't nobody got hope no more. Not when it comes to relationships.
No, but that was my second point, because I'm like, how do you do the pony dance to your own husband, and you go and you do all this bullshit.
Oh, that was so hot. The dance
so
off.
Hot.
The dance off
that
was adorable. What?
How the fuck do you think I feel? I'm about to, what is it? I'm about to go on 8 years.
Me?
I'm like, oh,
Justin and I are in 10 this year.
Fuck.
We're
I'm back
to zero. Decade.
We're in a decade, okay?
Absolutely.
No, she's been getting the aid of Dick for that.
Oh, boy. I'm sad about it. I don't know. Other people,
shocking,
you know, it is. Because they were the one couple, you know, there's not many couples who seem like they have it all together who are in, you know, in Hollywood.
Stop talking about me. Oh, in Hollywood.
right? So, I mean, that would not have been the couple that I would have thought that had an issue. That would be
absolutely
up.
Not.
You know, you've got your
Brad
Cardi and Angelina, and speaking of Cardi B,
right? Cardi B is pregnant.
She's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
She was hiding it, just like Kylie Jenner.
Is that gonna be the new thing? Because that's about to piss me off. Is that gonna be the new thing? Like,
we're gonna hide that we're pregnant because
Kylie Jenner did it. Why not do it? Okay, you know what? I know what pisses me off the most. Okay, what pisses me off the most about them hiding the pregnancy, how the fuck did they get away with it and go outside?
Well,
for real. Fuck you.
Think about
like
it.
I a fucking beluga whale
the
when
last,
I'm pregnant.
The last photo that, well, how the fuck did Kylie get away with it for her entire pregnancy?
Exactly.
Now, Cardi B is not very far along, and the last photo that the paparazzi got of her, she was, you know, she had on a shirt, a jacket, her purse.
Yeah.
With her hands in front of her. So the rumors had sparked,
Is
Cardi B pregnant? You know, she looks awful conspicuous in her last, you know,
I mean,
photo that was taken of her.
Winter definitely helps when they're trying to do that. I just,
True. You
know what, I'm kind of wondering how much money SNL gave her for her to announce it offset
during that. You know how, like, the magazines will pay certain stars, like, for first photos of the baby?
Wait, they announced it on SNL.
It says on People.com that Cardi B reveals baby on the way with fiancé Offset during an SNL performance in, quote, I'm finally free, quote. And that was just posted on April 8th.
Okay, but you're the one who chose to hide it.
I'm finally free.
Who the fuck told you not to do it? Cardi B, you pregnant? Don't you fucking dare say shit about that fucking baby. You're fired.
Yeah,
you know,
it says she revealed her baby bump wearing a light sheer white dress while performing her new single, Be Careful.
Oh my God, it was all a fucking
She fun. Did a Beyonce!
That's what Beyonce did during her performance when she was pregnant with Blue Ivy. During her Love on Top, she was singing Love on Top.
Oh,
at the very
gosh.
End, bam, belly. Everyone was like, oh shit, she's pregnant.
Yeah, I want to know how much SNL paid her.
Oh, absolutely.
You know they knew.
Well, she probably took the highest bidder.
Yeah.
I mean, Cardi B's so new, like, to being relevant.
More of a reason to make sure it happens
exactly.
on your show.
But it worked because we talk about it.
Absolutely. I ain't even a hater at that point.
Well, I mean, whatever works for her, I guess.
Absolutely.
I mean, and speaking of trying to be relevant, okay, so Amanda Bynes.
Oh, my goodness.
That's me.
Track four.
Amanda
Lindsay. Sorry.
But she's planning to make a comeback.
I'm sure she is. She's always planning a comeback. Did she lose weight again? Because she got really...
Oh, my God, dude. She looks completely different. Like,
she
legit
does.
Pulled up the fucking pictures, like... She went from being, like...
Anorexic, like Lindsay Lohan.
No, she went from, like... No, didn't she get, like, fucking fat as shit?
No, lately, but
she
before
went
that...
to, like, beluga whale status and then, like, dropped away. Like, she looks great now.
Yes. So...
Yeah, how are you going to work?
That's what that picture looks like, in case you were wondering.
she's 31. I mean, and we're not the skinniest, so it's definitely not fat-shaming, but that girl definitely... went from, like, hottie patati to what the fuck are you doing? Because it wasn't like she was taking care of herself. It doesn't look like she was trying to do her hair. She wasn't trying to do her makeup. It was almost like she was trying to hide and, like, trick people that it isn't her when she was out in public.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's absolutely sad. I just want to go back to She's the Man or What a Girl Wants, Amanda Bynes, mm-hmm. because she was definitely adorable. Absolutely adorable.
So apparently she's doing fashion... Like, she's going to...
Well, she definitely had a nose job.
She's about to complete fashion school. Okay, that definitely is obvious as fuck.
Yeah.
It looks like it's attached to the glasses.
I really hope y'all are Googling this while we're talking about it, too, because this is insane.
And she was so gorgeous. Like, very natural looking, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently she's had several offers, but she is waiting for the right one to come along.
Make her comeback.
For a good comeback. Yeah, so she's like, no.
That's not right.
That one, no.
Yep. But is there ever going to be the right comeback? I mean, is she going to try to remake herself, or is she going to be doing the same old, same old?
That doesn't even look like the same
person.
It doesn't
even look like her. That's what I'm saying. It's almost like she was intentionally trying not to look like herself.
Dear Amanda, that might be me.
Right?
Like... So, hold on, because I'm looking at it. Yeah, it doesn't even look like her.
Nope.
At all.
No, she, like, bleached her hair out. It looks like it's dry. I don't know why.
She's like, redid her whole face. Like, she could look like an entirely different
person. I mean, I wonder if a lot of that is also because of the weight gain. So, not only did you, like, fix your face, or not fix it because she was cute, but change your face to make it look smaller. Like your nose and everything else, but then you're going to sit there and gain all of that weight, and now you don't even look proportionate. That's absolutely kind of ridiculous.
Okay, but...
Like, you have that much money.
My thing is, as I'm looking at these pictures, it looks like she gained the weight, she dropped the weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she went from that punk rock... dimple piercing bullshit.
Almost dreadlock status.
Almost. Okay.
I mean,
like,
and not
I'm
the perfect one.
Whatever. And then she gains weight.
Yep.
And then she puts herself in school because she's been in fashion school.
So it sounds like a mini Nicole, Anna Nicole.
Okay, so then she drops the weight again a little bit and then does all this work to her face. Like, look at that chin. What the fuck did she do?
That's what I'm saying. After when she gained all that weight after doing plastic surgery, it just nothing looks proportionate with the weight gain. Nothing. Completely.
Like, I almost
yourself.
Feel like somebody else put that picture on the internet
and photoshopped it
and like mistagged it or something. Like, I don't. That nose literally looks like it's attached to the sunglasses. Like, if she were to take her sunglasses off, the nose would come off with it, and then her real nose would be underneath.
That's horrible. That's absolutely horrible. So we're talking like a mask, or like, are we going as far as Beetlejuice, where they like just tear the whole thing off? Oh, I miss Beetlejuice.
Oh my god.
I need to watch that again.
Yeah, so the last show, the last role that Amanda Bynes played was in Easy A with Emma Stone in 2010.
That was such a good movie.
That was 8 years ago, guys.
Wait, that bitch was in Easy A?
Apparently. Let's see.
Wait, no, pull that up and try. Where?
I need. Well, yeah, what character was she?
Was she like a bully?
Or like an extra?
Dude,
was an extra.
A fucking extra.
They do that too. The Kardashians have been extras in movies.
Oh, she was a bully.
Yes.
Ah,
yep.
Okay.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
I need to watch it again now. Thank you, guys. She was like the, no, I need to watch Mean Girls, What a Girl Wants, and Easy A. Girls Night.
Yes, absolutely.
Summer Party. See, and so when did her downfall begin?
Because
this
how old
2010.
Was she when
Easy A? Well, she's 31, so 8 years ago.
Dude,
was,
shut the fuck up. Don't
wait,
tell
she's
me that
you
did also?
Not bad.
I thought Lindsay Lohan was 31.
The
yes,
is also 31?
Dude,
oh
8 years
goodness.
And it's even that long. Like,
and you didn't pop up a baby, so.
I mean.
Right?
That we know of, right?
Boy. Or maybe that's what she's trying to hide. Maybe she's one of those people, like, you can't tell they're pregnant, and, like, they act like
well,
they didn't know they were pregnant.
She doesn't have an Instagram or anything. So she has tried to stay out of the limelight as much as possible.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do another Lindsay Lohan.
I don't know. It's just like, you know what? I see myself going down the same path as this bitch. Dude, I sort of go, what the fuck is Disney doing to these fucking actors? Like, any... What is it? Justin Timberlake's the only one that's, like...
Semi-normal?
Semi-normal.
I don't know. There was that denim...
And then he bought MySpace and ruined it.
Oh, yeah,
but
he
happy, though.
Thing.
He a good husband.
Yes.
And a good daddy.
But look what happened to Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. And she
Lindsay
was on
Lohan,
Disney.
Lindsay
Lohan.
Lindsay
Lohan. Demi Lovato. She had a breakdown. I feel like they're all having breakdowns. Raven Simone.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. And it's like every single person they cast in a movie as a main character is now a singer.
You now have the Disney curse. Your life will be fucked up, but you will be able to sing.
And get lots of drugs.
So apparently Amanda Bynes was supposed to be in Hall Pass. And she was allegedly so paranoid and fearful on set that it affected the quality of the movie.
Paranoid of what?
So she left because of schedule conflicts. Paranoid and fear of what? We'll never know. This is according to...
No. It's out there somewhere. We're going to put that in our back pocket. We're going to find that.
Supposedly she... In June of 2010, she announced her retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I know 24 is a young age to retire, but you heard it here first. I've retired. I don't love acting anymore, so I stopped doing it. If I don't love something anymore, I stop doing it. Being an actress isn't as fun as it may seem. Then supposedly in July of 2010, a month later, she takes to Twitter again to retract her retirement and laughs it off as a joke. Just kidding.
Ha ha. There's that Lindsay Lohan bullshit.
She probably realized she wasn't getting any offers at all. And she was like,
or that
she
nobody
thought,
cared.
Or, yeah, she thought it was going to make her relevant again.
Or because, seriously, look at the roles that she's done. She was probably, like, not wanting to be in that fucking, like,
maybe
she wanted a serious role and wasn't getting it and was getting pissed off.
Right. So, apparently, in March of 2010, this was the start of her downfall. Then, in April of 2012, she was arrested for a DUI in an accident
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wait. April 6th of 2012, arrested for DUI. April 10th of 2012, so only 4 days later, she was in another vehicle accident.
Oh, yeah, I remember those. I remember reading about those.
Then she apparently, in May, she denied her DUI arrest. I can't help but laugh at all you writing fake stories about me. I was not in any hit and runs. I don't drink, so the DUI is false.
Okay, but you can get a DUI from doing drugs, too, even if you don't drink. It is driving under the influence. It does not specify alcohol. Some states will call it
DUI. You can get a DUI just for just smoking pot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, there are some states, like Oklahoma, I know of specifically, will state a D afterwards if it was drug-related. But not every state does that.
Then in August, she was in another hit and run.
Absolutely.
So,
are you surprised?
Is she the one hitting and running, or is somebody
absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Then it looks like.
Is that her smoking?
Yes.
Is she smoking it up?
In September 2012, she was found smoking what looks like a marijuana pipe in her car. Afterwards, she allegedly drove aimlessly for hours on her suspended license.
What I don't get is, why don't you just get the wax, you're famous, and smoke it in, like, a vape or something, or, like, one of those pens, and, like, not be obvious as hell about it? Have you ever seen an actor that vapes?
So this was in September of 2012.
Good question. I'm going to Google that.
Find out actors or actresses who vape.
Absolutely. Now I have to.
Because I don't think that I have seen one.
Infamous list of ugly celebrities.
She made this.
She mean girl the fuck out of some other celebrities. Jay-Z, Drake, Zac Efron, President Obama.
Obama.
She went off the deep end.
So, what I also did find is 11 celebrity vapors.
Was she trying to, like, in this picture, be like a Adriana Grande?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is the last relevant photo I saw of Amanda Bynes.
In love with herself.
Absolutely.
So basically, is Amanda Bynes sitting on, like, a
bathroom sink? Will someone get this girl a Xanax?
Okay.
I mean, she needs some clothes.
So basically, she's, like, topless, right?
Yep,
topless.
Yes.
Hair is covering.
Her tatas.
Wearing either shorts or, like,
ripped fishnet. Or ripped and, like, lacy.
Wow. Bleach blonde hair.
Yep.
That looks like a wig. Like, that's how damaged it is. And I see nipples.
Yep.
Nipples.
I mean, at least she had pretty nipples back then.
I mean, she had a wig. Okay, so who vapes?
All right. 11 celebrity vapors that make us proud, according to blog.mpbakervapor.com. All right, number one, we got Gary Oldman.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
And
we have picture proof, so
yes.
There's no denying it. He's looking good with his little man bun.
Mm-hmm.
Katy Perry.
Of course she does.
A little shocked with that one. Richard Hammond.
Okay.
Charlie Sheen.
That nigga better be fucking vaping, okay? No, what's his juice? Tiger blood?
Hey, no word on whether tiger's blood isn't available.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. All right, we got Greg Gutfeld. I hope I pronounced that right.
Jack Nicholson.
And proof.
Catherine Heigl.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I love her, though.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny motherfucking Depp. Yes. I dig it.
You're looking good in that picture. Paul Scheer.
Oh,
that is. He was a part of legendary shows such as 30 Rock, Parks and Recs, and The League. Who knows? Obviously, that's why he was number 11.
Look at that.
You know, 10 just was too common of a number. They had to, like, throw in an extra one.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. So
we didn't get to everything, but there's always next week.
Absolutely. Next week it'll be Samantha and Shiley that'll be joining me.
And Kylie.
And
Oh, that's right. Kylie's gonna.
Are you coming?
Gonna be. Absolutely.
Going. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, the people come. I'm going to put you in the schedule whether you want to or not.
Okay. Pencil me in, girl. I'll be here.
Absolutely.
Pencil her in.
Absolutely.
Libby's going to take a break next week.
Yes.
Yeah, because she's got PR shit to do.
Absolutely.
And so, but there's a lot of great things coming to Let's Be Reels and Keeping It Reels. I believe Keeping It Reels next Saturday is going to be doing a nostalgia episode. So basically,
oh, my heart, girl.
Yes.
I'm definitely going to be bringing up A Walk to Remember because.
All right.
Man on the Moon, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I may be busy, but I might do like a 5-minute quick call-in. I'm just saying.
Hop on in, girl.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, anyways, thank you, Kylie and Lydia, for joining me this evening on this wonderful episode of Strictly Geekly. Next week, we are going to be discussing...
It's a surprise. But we have
a gender reveal.
Yes, we're going to do a gender reveal. Because I know we have like some of the big topics we're going to talk about, but I'm sure we're going to add in some plot twists. You can't let them know everything yet. We'll post about it.
Yeah, it's going to be like, if I was on this film.
The anticipation.
Exactly. All right, guys. It's been real. It's been fun. It's even been real fun. But
thanks for listening to our insaneness.
Fuck you.
Until next time.
Fuck you, be real.
No, okay.